You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Fresh mind bender for you today, but alert. Maybe I should do the, do I have our news alert thing? Breaking news. Your boys in the morning with the mind bender today are doing big brains in the back seat.
Hey, this one's for the kiddos.
Phone calls today only accepted for those between the ages of 7 and 17. We like to do this. How many times, Jerry?
Sorry, six-year-olds.
Three or four times a year?
I think so, yeah.
Three-ish,
yeah,
four?
Right around there.
Something like that. Yeah, only 7 to 17-year-olds, and please honor system with that. I know you've got four-year-olds, some of you who love to listen to the Mind Bender, but we need this to be 7 to 17-year-olds today only. And I'm going to give out the question. You can start calling. Please, parents, do us a big favor. Do not be on a speakerphone. We will make this a podcast later, so you'll be able to listen to your child on the air.
You'll be able to download it and save it.
Yep.
Send it to grandma and grandpa if you want.
So we know a lot of you want to listen with the radio up. Can't do that. And can't be on speakerphone. Right. So just hand the phone to your... If they're between 7 and 17, they can handle the phone.
It'll be fine.
Are you guys ready?
I'm so ready.
All right, here we go. If... you're having a bad day. Almost two-thirds of people say this will make everything better. Now, there are times when I do mind benders for Big Brains in the Backseat, and they are about kids specifically. But this one is for, it's about anyone. Okay.
All right.
If you're having a bad day, almost two-thirds of people say this will make everything better.
Better.
The number to call, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649 for Big Brains in the Backseat. Who's first today? Josh.
Ooh.
What will make everything better?
I think it is a nice hug.
Oh, hug it out. Hug. Hug it out.
Does that work for you?
Oh, yes, 100%. Jeremy knows.
Even if I hug you?
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah?
Let's say going and getting a little rub down, a massage. Ooh, get my pressure points. Get them real good.
Now, you may take either of those guesses you've heard from these guys.
Or
come up with your own. 303-691-1MIX. That's how you get through. 303-691-1649. Let me put a bunch of these on hold right now so Josh can get to them. If you're placed on hold, please be patient. Stand by. We will be back with you in one moment. Mr. Jeremy, what is the prize? We have prizes.
Yeah. The first one's pretty much a biggie for the whole family. You're going to win a 4-pack of tickets to Ice featuring a Charlie Brown Christmas. That's going on at the Gaylord Rockies. 2 million pounds of colorful ice sculptures. Thrilling slides. Everything is themed to a Charlie Brown Christmas. Classic. That's going on November 18th through January 1st, Gaylord Rockies. That's the one for the family. Now, for the kiddo that wins today, we're going to hand you a brand new Nintendo Switch.
Wow.
How about that? You're going to get a Switch from your boys. It's pretty big. Pretty cool prize.
You'd like one of those, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. Good one.
All right. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. It is the most popular radio contest in the world, so if you get a busy signal, keep trying, especially as you hear people drop off the line. That might be a good time to try calling. Are we ready?
Do it, man.
Big Brains in the back seat. First one up today is Ava, who I'm told is 11 years old. Good morning, Ava. Where do you go to school?
Addenbrooke Classical Academy.
Very good.
Wonderful.
Good school. So, if you're having a bad day, Ava, two-thirds of people say this will make everything better. What is it?
Ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
I have a hard time arguing with that.
Some mint moose tracks.
What's your favorite flavor?
Rocky Road.
A strong
really
choice.
Good.
Strong choice. I got to tell you, the answer is not ice cream.
Sorry, little Ava.
That's a good try.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Have a good day at school.
See you later, sleepyhead.
Here's Sierra, 12 years old. Sierra, where do you go to school?
North Arvada Middle School.
Good nice. One. Are you having a good year at school so far?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your what's your favorite subject?
Science.
Well done.
Like it.
Good job.
All right, Sierra, what will make everything better?
A nap.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, in my world.
I wish I could nap.
Lay down.
Not even capable of having naps.
You can't
do it?
It's
not. It doesn't work out for me. Huh. Sierra, that's a great guess. That's not it.
All right.
But that's a good try. Thank you for calling.
Later. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I have to ask them because it's been so long. Do they still do things where kids bring little mats to school, like in kindergarten and first grade, where they take a nap in the day?
We didn't have to bring a mat. I think they had some there at our school. I think there's like a little quiet time.
Yeah.
If I recall.
Yeah. Don't you think we kind of wish it was that way at work?
For your teachers, what it is. Everybody lay down and shut up.
All right. We have ruled out what so far? Ice cream and nap. Who's next? Here's Carly, who's 12. Where do you go to school, Carly?
The Academy.
The Academy.
The Academy. That's the name
of it?
It's just The Academy?
That's it. There is no other.
Wow.
How are your grades?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
What are you struggling with the most?
Social studies.
Yes. Oh, social studies. Well... Okay, good luck.
Studying, yeah.
Yeah, keep it up. All right, give me the winning answer today. What will make everything better, Carly?
I'm going to go with a hug.
See, that's what Josh said.
A little squeeze,
and
a little bear hug.
He really wants that point today, too, but I got to say,
Carly.
It was a good try, Carly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Who else? Here's Lucas. He's 13 years old. Lucas, where do you go to school?
I go to Woodrow Wilson Academy.
Woodrow Wilson Academy.
Wow.
The president from World War I.
How nice.
What do you got for a winning answer today? The question is, if you're having a bad day, almost two-thirds of people, Lucas, say this will make everything better. What is it?
I think it's going to be doing something to get the thing that made your day bad. So getting the
what?
I don't get it.
Explain that to us again. What is it?
Doing something that will get the bad thing that made your day bad off of your mind.
Well, that's the point of this mic. We need the specific thing.
What is that thing?
Watching TV.
Okay, see, that's a fine answer. Watching TV. What's your favorite show?
Right now, I think it's Lucifer.
Lucifer.
My goodness.
Spooky.
Lucas and Lucifer. It is not watching TV, but that's a good try, my friend, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. I wish you'd said, The Bachelorette.
Emily is 14, and where do you go to school?
I go to Denver Center for International Studies.
Oh, be darned.
Sounds fancy, too.
Sounds like a cool school.
Yeah.
I'll ask the same question I asked somebody else. What's your favorite subject? What do you like to study? Yeah. Can't pick one?
You could just say international studies, really.
I guess.
I'm probably going to say biology.
Biology,
I love that. Good.
Dissect some frogs.
Yeah. Stay with the math and sciences, Emily. That will serve you well in life. All right, what's the winning answer? What would make a bad day better? What is it? Do you have an answer?
My answer's not taken twice.
Oh, no! Well, can you come up with anything else?
Oh,
no?
I'm gonna say puppy.
A puppy? Puppies. Did you say a puppy?
Yeah.
That's a great answer. Sadly, it is not a puppy, but that's a good try.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Emily. Welcome. Bye.
Bye.
How cute. I love these kids.
I love them. Who's been holding the longest? That would be Mackenzie. Good morning, Mackenzie. 12 years old. Where do you go to school?
I go to Eaton Middle School.
Very good. Who's your favorite teacher?
I don't know.
You don't have one, huh?
I had a favorite teacher. Jeremy had a favorite teacher. How can he not have a favorite teacher? Are you afraid that the rest of them would get their feelings hurt?
I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. What's the winning answer to the mind bender, Mackenzie?
I'm going to say a shower.
Take a shower.
Yeah, rinse the day off you, Mackenzie.
It's a really good guess, but that's not it.
Oh, nuts.
Sad day. Hey, I'm glad you called. Have a fun day at school.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Should I give a clue pretty soon?
I don't know. Has anybody been close?
Puppy.
Well, it's hard to say.
Puppy's close?
Puppies is not close. Is your name pronounced Merrick? Is that right?
Yes, it is. Merrick.
Merrick is 13, and where do you go to school?
I go to Compass Montessori.
Very good. Do you have a favorite teacher? Somebody's got to answer this question.
I do have a favorite teacher. It's my math teacher, Charlie.
Charlie the math teacher.
Wait a minute. Yep. You call your teachers by their first name?
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting. That was always a big no-no.
Yeah, we weren't.
Show respect, you know?
Yeah. I remember one time somebody tried calling Ms. Williams Rose.
Yeah.
Oh. Woo! You.
She unleashed the fury. Huh?
You should have seen the Rose fury that hit that room.
That's really weird. I don't understand why people do that, but, you know.
Well, it's a courtesy. It's a respect thing. What's Charlie's last name?
Well, Myers.
So it's Mr. Myers, the math teacher.
Or maybe it's a she, Charlie.
Is it a she, Charlie?
No, it's a he, Charlie.
It's a he, Charlie. Okay, so Mr.
Myers.
Call him Mr. Myers.
Do all of
happens.
The teachers at that school insist on being called by their first name? I'm just curious.
Yes, all of them, they insist on their first name. And no Mr., no Mrs., just their first name.
Just Charlie. Charlie, I have a question.
I don't like that. I don't like that we're friends. I like teachers being authority figures and, like Jeremy said, showing them respect.
Same.
That is weird.
It is weird, isn't it, buddy?
Well,
we think you're weird. It's a different time.
Oh, well, thanks.
All right, Merrick, you're a good sport. Let's see. If you're having a bad day, almost two-thirds of people say this will make everything better. What is it?
Eating your favorite food.
Okay, now I'm going to work with you, Merrick. I am. Because we're past time to give a clue. And the winning answer is a food, but I need a specific. So I'm going to make you be specific. What will make everything better? Eating what?
Ooh, pizza?
Pizza's a great guess. It is not pizza, but it's a really good try, okay?
All right.
Hey, thank you for calling, okay?
No problem. Glad to get through.
Yeah, hey. Glad to talk to you. Have a great day at school. Give Charlie our best, will you?
I will.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Eleanor, is it Eleanor? Is that right?
Yes.
Eleanor is 10. Where do you go to school?
St. Mary's Littleton.
St. Mary's, great school. Eleanor, what's the winning answer? It is something you eat.
Is it candy?
No, it's not candy. It's a different variety of food.
Okay.
That's quite, it's sweet, but it's not candy, okay?
Okay.
Have a great day at St. Mary's.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, we're not going to be there.
I know, that's all right. It's all right. Do I need to give another clue?
No.
Here's Chance, who's patiently waiting. Chance, good morning.
Good morning.
Chance is 10, and where do you go to school?
I go to Gus Elementary.
Oh, you have the best lunch ladies there. They're the best.
Okay, what's the winning answer? I gave a clue, Chance. I said it's a particular food. It's not candy, but what is it?
I'm gonna say it's gonna be mac and cheese.
Oh, yum, yum, yum.
Chance, yum.
That might be 90% of people who say that. It's not mac and cheese, but that's a good try, okay?
Okay, well, at least I coughed.
And I'm glad you did. I hope you have a great day at school.
I will.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Axel. Axel is 12 years old. Axel, where do you go to school?
I go to Challenge School.
We get a lot of calls from Challenge School, don't we?
Yeah.
I like it. Well, I said it's a food. It's not candy, but it is general. Well, they can be sweet.
Cookies.
What's your favorite cookie?
The one my sister makes at home. Chocolate chip.
Which is what?
Chocolate chip.
Oh, is it? So you're saying homemade chocolate chip is the way to go?
It's a classic cookie. Yeah.
Gretchen, you may have heard of her, Axel. Gretchen makes an oatmeal chocolate chip that is out of this world.
Yeah.
When they come out of the oven, Axel, am I right? They are like melty and
You okay over there?
Man, cookies, fresh cookies out of the oven. Axel's saying, give me more, right, Axel?
Yep.
So you said the answer is cookie, and you know what? Have you always dreamed of winning the Mindbender?
Yeah.
Well, you just did, Axel. You just won the Mindbender.
Good job.
Who are you celebrating with there in the car?
I'm with my carpool, my mom, and then Gideon, Torsten, August, and then Everest.
Well, that's a busy car, man.
Yeah.
Unique names.
That's a car packed full of interesting names.
Good job, man.
Axel, they went out and surveyed a bunch of people, and 2/3 of those people said if they're having a bad day, all it takes to make everything better is a cookie.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
Perfect. Axel, we'd like to hand you a Nintendo Switch. You okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all yours, dude.
Yeah?
Cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Now tell me this. How big is your brain?
It's bigger than a cookie, than an oven that smells like warm cookies.
Very good.
You're terrific. Axel, thank you for listening to your boys in the morning. We appreciate it, okay?
Okay.
All right, now hold on. I'm going to put you on hold, and I want you to hand the phone to your mom, so... Hold on, don't go away.
Nice.
That, my friends, is another edition of Big Brains in the Backseat. I thought this was a great group of kids
this time. Yeah, thank you,
really
kiddos.
Really good. And to everyone who tried to get through but couldn't, well, never,
we'll do it again.
Never fear. We will do it again. We'll announce it down the road. Big Brains in the Backseat and the Mindbender, brought to you by Safeway. Fresh food, local flavors.
And a special shout out to the kids that are texting in today. You know, you got a call to play the Mindbender.
Yeah.
But a special shout out to the kid that texted in that says, I don't like you, and then your Momsville.
What?
I don't know. Your Momsville. I don't know what that means. Thanks, kids.
Some kids should not be allowed to play with their phones. Oh, good stuff. All right. We're going to go in a completely different direction.
Especially turn off the radio now.
Yeah, kids maybe don't want to hear this one at 8 o'clock. Although, really, it doesn't have to be...
It doesn't have to be naughty.
It doesn't have to be naughty at all. But the segment is titled, What's Your Turn On?
Yeah, what turns you on?
And it does, again, doesn't have to be...
It could be the smell of warm chocolate chip cookies.
Oatmeal chocolate chip.
Yeah, that too.